can bring in all the people inside, but do they really have the diversity and the knowledge that most agencies have?
I've been in that situation before where, just being told no, that does, that's too much or that's whatever. You can only get that so many times before you're like, well, I guess
good. Awareness.
Yeah.
It's like peak awareness and intent happening right now. Hardest part of ending is starting again.
You're listening to The Radcast. If it's radical, we cover it. Here's your host, Ryan Alford.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the latest edition of The Radcast. It's Friday, August 20th. I'm Ryan Alford, your host. I'm joined by Josh Hill and Joe Hamrick from Joe and Sean. Just Joe today.
Yeah, no Joey or Sean. I feel good, but I feel like lonely a little.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
We'll try to keep you comfort.
Okay.
Give you comfort.
Both would be great. I appreciate both.
Keep both your comfort and give it.
I mean, if you see me holding hands with Daniel, just ignore it.
Just do it out of frame.
It's about my personal well-being.
How's everyone?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Sad without Joey. I brought this mug for him. He was wearing a Amoeba Music shirt yesterday. And he told me to bring the mug, and then he doesn't show up.
Classic Joey.
Classic Joey.
I'll give you a bell for the bringing the mug, at least.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well done.
So it's been a good week. The Radcast is hot. It's warm. Warming up. News. Coffee Anderson heats it up on Tuesday. He's coming out Tuesday. Just looked at some of the assets from that. The energy was intense.
Yeah.
He was excited, and I was excited. And so I think we were yelling at each other half the episode, but two bros like getting, into it, like in a positive way, not
just two guys
negative
with
energy,
tons of energy,
tons of energy. But no, he was awesome. And so go check him out. Mr. Red, White and Blue. Google it. It's a great song
right now.
And please.
Okay. Do that.
Please, Joe, do it right this second.
OK.
But that comes out Tuesday. And, I'm going to tease an episode that's going to come out in 3 or 4 weeks. I was talking to the guys pre-episode. We had Andy Murray, who's a renowned mental performance expert.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm butchering those words somehow, but
sounded good.
Neuro-linguistic programming. And I lost my mind a little bit, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. When you were explaining it to us earlier, a little part of my brain died, I think. Trying to understand it.
It was your subconscious going, oh no, you're not supposed to know this.
Yeah, shut it down.
So look for that episode in a few weeks. It was fun. And Monday, Tyler Rich. Pretty hot country music artist, folks. Coming on Monday. Episode released probably 3 to 4. We're about 4 weeks out now. So Coffee Anderson Tuesday. Hope everyone enjoyed Pratt Daddy. Spencer Pratt, that was this past Tuesday. I'm very enjoying that episode. Spencer was pretty transparent about his journey on the hills, everything he and company went through, and being the bad guy and playing that role and somewhat regretting it, but, turning things around, and we're helping him with PrattDaddy.com sell more crystals.
I thought that was super interesting where he's talking about being the villain, but he kind of felt like he did it wrong a little bit.
Yeah.
Like he could have. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah. He, they kind of told him to ham that up a little bit, and he kind of ran with it, and it made him popular.
Sure.
Maybe unpopular.
He's
a
heel.
The word.
Yeah,
he's the heel. He was the heel in wrestling, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
got to get that infamy sometime.
Any press is good press. Is that what they?
That's what they say. Any press is good press.
Jared Subway press. Yeah.
It's kind of the classic example. That's not good press.
Definitely one example where it's bad press. Yeah.
Speaking of Jared, I'm jumping ahead in our outline, but speaking of Jared,
from Subway.
So Apple's under a lot of heat. If you guys seen this in the news, they're going to be scanning photo libraries, and if they see signs of child abuse photos, they have some algorithm or something, they're going to report that. And on a surface, that's a good thing. Who wants child abuse? But that's have you seen all these commercials about how private they are and all this stuff? And they're scanning your photos.
So they're going to
scan. Luckily, it's not as bad as it seems. It's scanning the metadata. So there's a string of code. And if it matches to to a photo that they already have in their database that they're looking for, and they find it on your phone. And if they have, I think, at least two or at least two or three photos that have that same tag, like code tag, that's the only time it'll like move anywhere from your phone.
Which is like, having the slippery slope, though.
Yeah, anytime you have like something that's like communicating like with a device from a like foreign, like,
yeah,
across the internet, it's like brings up a lot of security issues. But again, anytime you have the cloud, if you have your like auto upload iPhoto thing turned on, your shit's not secure anyways.
No, right. If you're on iPhoto, you think it's secure and you don't think anybody's looking, then I got some ice in Iceland, I'd like
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, right.
But in all seriousness, it's like it's a total slippery slope. Like, look, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Nobody wants child abuse. As a father of four boys, I'd murder someone, you know, right, over something like that. Mm-hmm. Probably literally and figuratively. I'm not even going to take that back.
Sure.
But at the same time, though, it's like, where's the privacy? Where is anything? Okay. You know, if they can just, and I know they're just looking for code and not necessarily viewing, you know, Roger in the back room's not viewing everyone's photos, right, but it's like,
I mean, you can also like, can someone plant those things on your phone too? Like,
you
never know.
We get into conspiracy
because the government never does anything wrong.
So to be clear, hey,
Apple runs the government more so than the government runs the government.
It's like pictures, like not your own pictures. It would be pictures that you downloaded or something from
It'd
the internet.
Both.
Yeah, I think it's.
Yeah.
So the pictures I have of me punching the shit out of my kids.
Right.
I need to erase those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's get all I need to know.
Yeah.
Bottom line. Yeah, okay. Right. Okay. All right. I'll do it later. It's fine.
Kids, you can't beat them.
You should.
Wasn't there a campaign about that? Was that? Kids, you can't eat them or something? I don't know.
I think so.
It was like a t-shirt.
On a poster somewhere.
No.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We're making light of a very serious thing. But my bigger issue is just the photo sharing. You know, like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just seems like big brother. Ironically,
creates another one, I guess.
Yeah,
sort of.
You guys into crypto?
Yeah, I've got some.
Yeah,
I got a little crypto.
Had a little bounce back the last couple weeks. Bitcoin's up, XRP's up, Dogecoin, Ether. These are the ones I own, so I put them on the board.
Dogecoin
finally positive on Ethereum again. Kind of break even on Bitcoin.
Yeah,
nice.
I have some EOS. I don't know if you guys have any of that.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't have any of it.
I have a little bit of it.
How's it doing?
It's okay. It kind of almost follows what Bitcoin does a little bit. It's just, I mean, obviously way
cheaper. Everything kind of is a little bit. But
Shiba Inu, I have some of that. Ooh. I think did we talk about this already?
Oh, yeah.
I have like 1.5 million shares, and it's like
$25.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Hey, in case it goes a dollar.
Yeah.
You're
if it goes a dollar, I'm all set.
But social holidays. So, yesterday was World Humanitarian Day. Do you guys do anything humanitarian?
The opposite, actually.
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Oh, is there a day that I'm not doing something humanitarian?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's a great point.
The what are you supposed to do? Like, are you just supposed to, what's the call to action for the humanitarian day? I didn't go to like the website or anything. Like,
do you celebrate?
Just do something for the world, like, you know, send money to a, you know, like Haiti, like some of the more serious causes going now. Like,
yeah. There's probably a national volunteering day, so that would be on that day, right?
Yep. Maybe just schedule that volunteer like thing on this day, so that when it comes to volunteer day, you're ready.
You've
for
done
it.
Both.
That's
brilliant.
As always,
two birds.
Yeah. Ding. All right, that would have been a good, a good ding. That's fine. Yeah,
it was. And I actually brought everyone a gift.
Oh.
Because you know what today is?
What is it?
Friday.
It's Friday.
Okay.
But it's also National Lemonade Day.
Oh, boy.
I wasn't going to bring Country Tom.
Sure. Why would you?
We've got Mike's Hard.
Oh, boy.
Lemonade.
Ooh. He sure is.
He is.
Oh.
Oh, take
and
it up.
I caught it. That's going to blast all over the place.
Going down.
Up, Daniel brought you one too.
Oh, word.
Is Daniel old enough to drink? Oh, I almost dropped
it. He just looks young. So yes, it's National Lemonade Day.
I will say they are quite slippery, so just be a little bit careful.
Mike's Hard Lemonade. I haven't had a Mike's Hard Lemonade in a while.
This is a Mike's Harder.
Is it harder?
Oh, yeah, it's harder. Oh, hey,
harder. Than I wanted to get
it. Oh, it's okay.
That's what happens when you catch a tossed Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tossed hard lemonade. Now it looks like I beat myself, which is great.
Mike's harder. Brings me back to childhood. I mean,
as good as I remember.
Yeah, boy. That is something else.
Ah. Yes. Hey.
Well placed.
So yes, today is National Lemonade Day. So if you're out there, go have a hard lemonade. Today's podcast brought to you by Mike's Hard Lemonade. You can pay for the sponsorship later, Mike.
Yeah. just make the check out to cash. We'll be, we'll be fine.
Yes. We'll throw it into our World Humanitarian Fund.
This is all coming together very well.
See how this all comes together?
Yeah.
And, you know, just so you're aware, tomorrow is Senior Citizens Day. So, you know, take care of your senior citizens tomorrow. Just as long as you do it tomorrow.
Isn't every day really Senior Citizens Day when you think about it, though?
Yes. It's kind of always their time.
Great point.
It's a great point.
So,
I'm following.
Call your grandparents. Tell them you love them if they're alive. All of mine have passed, unfortunately.
Mine have as well.
You get old enough, they...
I'm a grandparent. You know, or grandfathers.
You are a grandfather? Is that what you said?
Yes, and I also have my grandfather.
Okay, so. Fantastic.
That's good.
Good.
You Saturday. Call him and wish him a happy Senior Citizens Day.
We'll do.
Assuming he's a senior citizen.
Yeah.
I was like, I know you're 14, so he's yeah, like...
He's like 27, 28.
He's my age. I'm actually Josh's grandfather, so...
Oh, it's an eye-opener here on the Rad Cast.
It's a reveal. It's a Maury-style reveal.
Yeah. Maury Povich is here.
Josh, we've got a surprise for you.
Oh, boy. That'd be a good guest to get on the Rad Cast, actually. Like Maury Povich.
Oh, like
that would be good. He's still alive.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
What about Springer would be good.
Oh, yeah. Jerry Springer.
Right. He's a character, that guy.
I know. Get him to talk about all kinds of stuff.
I'm on TikTok.
Did you?
Yeah.
He has his own TikTok?
Yeah, he's got a TikTok.
Is it good or is it?
It's fine.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's good. Yeah. It's passing grade.
Yeah.
He was the mayor of Cincinnati, I think, at one point. He was a politician.
Like recently?
No.
Or before he got into, you know, maternity test.
Before he trashed paternity his test. Old reputation, yeah.
Or maternity test. Is there a maternity test or a paternity test?
Well, you would think maternity, you would probably probably know that one. Who's the mother?
It's a new angle for the show.
It only takes one sip of Mike's Hard Lemonade. Mike's Hard Lemonade.
The one for me.
Yeah, it's the only one for me. Oh, my God.
Your host has lost it here on today's.
That stuff works fast.
Today's episode, right? Yeah.
One sip. Yeah. One sip and Joe being funny.
99% alcohol by volume. What's that? Is that good or not?
Yes. So this is self-serving news a little bit, but the Marketing Dive, we're going to give them credit. I love the Marketing Dive. They help us with lots of articles, so try to give them more credit. We find some stuff by them. They have an article about how big agencies are bringing more, you know, internal creative resources in-house. They're still turning to agencies for help with culture, which makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, you can bring in all the people inside, but do they really have the diversity and the knowledge that most agencies have? So I thought that was interesting, an acknowledgement with even a lot of the stuff going in-house with a lot of these brands.
Yeah.
So, and I think that is still it. Like, you know, I get asked that a lot, like, hey, you know, what do you think about, you know, in-house agencies? And it's kind of, you can't fight progress. Like, it's fine, but I just don't think you can recreate the energy and ideation and creativity and cultural, because it just seems like the culture within the agency even breeds a different mindset. I always used to joke that, you know, good ideas go to die. You know, like some brilliant creative person, if they go work within the halls of a Pepsi or a Taco Bell or something, ask a year later, the least creative person, you know, like, because you get in the bureaucracy of all the meetings and all the red tape once you work for the brand.
Yep.
And when you're outside of that, you're freed up to push the envelope, and maybe not every idea passes or every cultural relevant thing gets through to the brand or whatever, but you're at least pushing the envelope more so than when you're in the 4 or 20 walls of Corporation X.
Yeah, I agree. I've been in that situation before where, just being told no, that does, you know, that's too much or that's whatever. You can only get that so many times before you're like, well, I guess fuck it.
Yeah. And you shut it down. Yeah. And so you stop kind of the, you don't stop thinking about it, but you stop raising your voice and then
and
the agency
a,
can kind of continue. Yeah.
Yeah. Give, give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give
yeah.
A, give
I feel
shit.
Like a lot of agencies or people who work in social a lot are like a little bit more better, like more better.
At more better.
Perfect.
Getting
perfect.
Out of their own like world and their own feed, because the amount of times like people within a business and will be like, well, I don't see any of that on my feed, so it must not be happening. Or like, oh, I don't use TikTok, so I don't think it's a really popular platform. Or like, oh, I haven't seen that kind of trend. So like, yeah. Obviously, it's not a trending thing, but you go click on it, it's got like 1 billion views.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get out of your own world. Like, you're not going to, your interests don't like translate to everyone. And I feel like agencies are a little bit kind of more in tune to that when they're working with multiple brands, multiple platforms.
It's a generational thing, too. Definitely, if you have a boss that's not as cool as, you know, Ryan.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's, you know, 60, let's say in their 60s or something yeah. like that. They don't get TikTok. They don't get, probably, I've had one that didn't get texting. I've had yeah. a boss tell me, don't text me, just call me. Don't text me. Oh, come God. On, guy.
Yeah. Let's say come on. Some time.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to, A, I don't want to talk to you.
You know, that's the real problem
yeah,
here.
Yeah. That's the biggest problem.
Right.
B, just learn to how to use your jitterbug. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Jitterbug. Nobody gets that one. The big phones for senior citizens.
Senior citizens.
Yes.
Thank you. Ryan. Thank you, Ryan.
Tying it all together.
I thought you were going to hang me out to dry on that one. Yeah. Perfect.
I'll give you a bell for it.
I deserved it.
I thought there was also an interesting quote that goes right in line with a topic Josh and I talked about a few weeks ago. Barbara Yoles from Ludwig Plus, not Ludwig, Ludwig Plus agency, all women owned and operated agency, by the way.
Shout out.
She said brands who are consistently nurturing their marketing channels, even when times are good, they've got to they cannot relax. They got to continue to keep the gas on the pedal, but it's actually when they should be pushing the brand lever even more, which is what we talked about. Like yeah. how, you know, you can, when sales are good, times are good, like, okay, yeah, we can stop marketing or we can start doing it. No. Top of mind is awareness is fleeting yeah. and you double down while times are good to kind of keep your seat at the table.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, it's good to, without getting like too like self-destructive here, but like you got to keep a little bit of like, as a brand or a company, you are eventually forgettable and you are eventually like replaceable. Like, you're probably not going to be the most unique. You might have your own spin on whatever you're offering, but someone else can do it. And so if you're doing well, like, people get curious. Like, if you're not forefront, like, people will go looking elsewhere.
Yeah,
totally right. Couldn't say my best. Couldn't say it any better.
Certainly didn't right there, I guess.
Yeah, thank you, Josh, for saying it much better. What's on the TikTok radar, Josh?
Oh man, so many things. Always, as always, the cleaning, the cooking, big fans. But one trend I've been loving that's kind of wrapping up is the intro song for the Reba show that came up for some reason. It's just like the lyrics, like, a single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops. But it's all these people using it for like, oh, I just like washed one dish. And so I'm like talking about how I'm like, I'm the single mother of the apartment, like my roommate, like cleaning up after my roommates because they won't like throw things away. It's like how hard of a job it is to like I saw like one guy who That's was fun. Like, he was like just around like the house, just like cleaning things the dumbest way possible. He's like vacuuming out the inside of his stove and like all these things. And he's like talking about how he's working so hard. And like, I saw someone who's working from home and just like sending one email at 4:30 is the only thing you did all day. It's like, it's like being the provider of the household by doing that.
That hits a little close to home for me, yeah. actually. I don't like that one. <It's>, I like that last
yeah,
one.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you did yesterday.
My out of office is on from 8:30 to 4:45. And then I'm on from 4:45 to 5.
It really started wrapping up when this one guy got a wig and then did his makeup he basically did a whole like drag like thing and looked exactly like Reba in the freakiest way.
Oh god.
And like he did a few videos of that, and after that everyone was like, we can't really top this.
Yeah.
Like,
just cut it right there.
This guy went above and beyond. We're gonna wrap this up here.
Oh, but Reba.
That was a wonderful Reba time.
Got a lot of Reba albums.
Yeah. Even Reba made one.
Records.
Yeah.
Vinyl. Yeah, I got a lot of Reba on vinyl. Oh, it's my passion.
She gets around like a record.
That's what I heard.
What was that? Office Space?
Office Space.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
the Bone Roller Coaster.
Oh, yeah. Easy the O face.
Yeah. Oh. I love that movie.
Yes. We can do an episode that's just like movie quotes. Like,
we just try to communicate
only in movie quotes.
A lot of dead air probably on that. Yeah, shit.
Blank moments.
Yeah.
Cool. There's your TikTok update for the week. So, moving to the news, the real news. Article 1, which also comes to the marketing dive. There's a little bit of everywhere, but I'll give marketing dive credit for it. So here's the, you know, Pepsi and Coke are always fighting like two little bitches.
Cats and dogs.
Two big bitches. Big. I don't know. Very large bitches. Anyway, Coke has reformulated Coke Zero, I think, for the second or third time, supposedly. Mm-hmm. I haven't tasted the new one. I'm a Coke Zero fan, actually. So Pepsi is going out of their way, since they're reformulating anyway. It's a good time for you to break up with your Coca-Cola.
Sure. So
they're urging people to break up with Coke with the hashtag My Coke Breakup.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's like, yeah. I don't know if it's a
lot of everyone has to take that.
Is it a center for
I've had a couple
addiction,
Coke breakups,
or is this like,
it's a darker turn when it turns out that hashtag's already for people like in recovery and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, I know.
Oof. Yeah, let me tell you about my Coke breakup.
Yeah, 12 years clean, and then the next post is just,
I had a relapse right before this episode.
Buy some Pepsi.
Snorting Pepsi.
Oh, yeah.
So Coke Zero already tasted a lot like regular Coke.
I thought so, too. I didn't think they needed to mess with it. I was pretty pleased with it.
What are they going
to
make
it? I like it way better than Diet Coke, which tastes very aspartame-y.
Lighter.
Yeah.
Lighter for some reason.
So they've changed the formula, which,
you know, what's it going to taste like now?
You know, more sweeter, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like a great plan. They have a kind of a history of blowing it with the reformulations.
New Coke.
Yeah.
Hopefully it goes better than that.
Yeah.
It couldn't go worse, I don't think.
No.
I mean, right?
That's when they were responding to Pepsi. They were like, because Pepsi was always been known as being a little sweeter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
And hipper as well, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the voice of a new generation.
Oh, yeah.
So
I still love the both the meme or the memes that came out when they had the like coffee Coke, because everyone was just like, they want to put Coke back in Coke so bad.
Coke,
like,
yeah.
Like, they're doing anything.
How close can we get?
They're, like, it's getting as close as they can. But, I mean, Pepsi, like, brings so much peace. So, if you remember the Kendall Jenner campaign.
Oh, that worked out great.
That worked amazing.
It's a perfect move for her. It's going to be Coke with fentanyl in it now. They're just going to start putting all foreign substances in it. See what goes. See what goes
start
good.
The TikTok reversal of my Coke breakup. Like, you know.
Do Coca-Cola ketamine.
This Coke's really good.
I'm in a real Coke-Cola over here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Not going to beat that. Yeah.
That's the one.
Yep.
That's
the one. Hashtag Coke-Cola. All right. Second on our list, Facebook reveals the most viewed content on their feed. So it's often been a little bit of a mystery, and they've gotten a lot of blowback that only like right wing, like conspiracy stuff gets viewed the most and all this stuff. So they wanted to come back to show what truly the top viewed content is. And the first number one viewed content was
Radcast.
Yeah, it's actually number two.
Okay.
It was. Searches for Radcast. So, but closely after that, you've seen those word puzzles where it's lots of words. Looks like a crossword puzzle. Tons of letters. And it's what words do you see? And those, the first two or three that you see are is your life, who you are.
Mine always is like failure, like sadness,
depression.
Yeah. I'm like, this isn't working right. I feel like it should be good words, right? Jail.
Oh my gosh. I always see the stuff that's like, it's like hundreds of thousands of like shares and likes and stuff. It's just like, who still eats casserole? Share if you're not scared to admit that you still eat casserole.
I have a relative that loves doing those.
Yes.
Yeah.
I looked at it and mine said magic eight ball. I'm like, what?
Yeah. That's
that's the first three words I saw.
That's weird. Magic in that order?
Yeah.
Magic eight ball.
Yeah. Amazing.
I don't know. You remember that?
What if it was just eight ball and then like
good callback. Yeah. Good callback.
My Coke broke up.
Brought it back. Coke hole.
Oh man.
What
I see, shout out to Cody Co for this, but there are people on Facebook who are among the top viewed like video content creators, and they make just stupid recipes. I'm sure you've seen them where like they're making a cake with like spaghetti in it, or they're like just making a cake where the middle is just like all like sprinkles or like some weird stuff. And their entire purpose of doing this is not to share recipes that they think are good. It's literally to see, like, it's that kind of stuff where, like, it doesn't make sense. And so you're like, why are you doing this? What are you doing next? And it's all just to see, like, what kind of content causes the most views and, like, gets the most shares. Because people just angrily share it because, like, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
But they're just like, that's the point. Like, and so they're just making all this money off of views. Kind of insane. Breaks it my is. Brain a little bit.
So I'm kind of genius.
Yeah.
It feels like cheating though.
It does.
Cheating the algorithm.
Feels slimy. But they're
I think like we should put a word puzzle funny. Together and make it just like hilarious words. Like
yes.
Suck. Yeah, you suck.
It's actually just a whole paragraph of like you're stupid. You're never gonna
we'll
be
bring
any
a- we'll bring Andy Murray, the mentalist on. He's not a mentalist, but mental therapy specialist expert. We're going to bring him on to help us formulate this thing so that everyone sees something like the same thing. And so that everyone's posting that it's the same one. He probably knows how to make that
happen. He's going to turn us into androids or something. I'm a little nervous, actually.
Or your subconscious. We'll make everyone read like, you know, something funny, like the Radcast Rocks.
Yeah. That's your life. The Radcast Rocks.
We're hypnotizing you today on the Radcast.
The Radcast Rocks.
Subscribe. Subscribe today. Review it positively.
Review positively.
And finally, in our news, this one excites me. General Mills, in celebration, in 50th anniversary.
Seems hard to believe.
Of their Monster cereals. They're doing a Monster Mash remix song on Spotify.
Oh.
You know, little Count Chocula.
Okay.
A little Boo Berry. Boo.
Yeah, Berry. That's all his that's his contribution.
Frankenberry. And then there's two new ones that I hadn't heard of. Fruit Brute and Yummy Mummy.
That last one.
What'd you call me?
Yummy Mummy.
That sounds very like a British way for MILF, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't write. Yeah. It's a yummy mummy.
Yummy mummy.
Don't Google that one.
No.
She's
I was
a
just
yummy
looking for
mummy.
Cereal.
Yeah, don't Google cereal names at work.
But they're doing a mashup, so I guess a blend of all of them into one, which might not be. I'm down for some Count Chocula. I'll have some Boo Berry.
Sure.
I don't know if I want them all blended together.
Yeah, like fruit and chocolate. I mean, strawberry and chocolate, sure, right?
Yeah,
but like blueberry and chocolate,
be good.
It could be.
I've had chocolate covered blueberries; they're tasty.
Brag.
Yeah, I like how Wood. With like, oh, the new like Coke Zero. I'm like, I don't know if I'll try it, but they're like, we put seven different cereals
we
together.
Jammed
I'm
a bunch
like,
of cereals together.
Like, yes, give it to me. I want it.
It's the monsters.
Coke
it's
Zero's
scary.
Excuse me, I'll take two, please.
Yeah.
It was. They're doing like throwback cereal boxes and everything. Yeah. So,
Everything's retro.
I'll end up, you know, I don't even eat cereal anymore, but I'll end up buying a box like just from talking about it because marketing works.
Yeah.
Awareness.
Yeah.
It's like peak awareness and intense happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
We should get a box of it and then try it on the Radcast.
Yes, Perfect. We should. And then General Mills should sponsor us that episode.
Yeah, get in line. Yeah. Right.
If we sold ads, which we could and we don't.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah. You get to listen to us uninterrupted.
Yeah, which is fascinating.
They're everyone's going, I wish they had ads.
I could do with an ad right about now. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yes. Any final words, gentlemen? Any announcements? Cereal. Get some cereal? All that. Happy, merry National Lemonade Day.
Yeah.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers,
cheers everyone. Cheers.
Cheers.
Mike's Hard Lemonade on National Lemonade Day. We appreciate everyone listening.
The more you
we
drink,
really
the better
do.
It tastes, by the way.
We appreciate everyone listening to me laugh for 30 seconds on today's episode. Joe's never allowed on again to tell you say anything funny.
Damn it.
Till next week. You're off till next week.
Oh, okay. I get the rest of the week off. I was going to celebrate Senior Citizens Day tomorrow, so perfect, actually.
It does work out for you.
Yeah.
We'll roll you around in a...
Wheelchair. I was going to visit some nursing homes, take some, I don't know. I'm going to stop that right there. That was going to get bad.
Yeah.
That was going to get bad.
We appreciate everyone. You know where to find us, theradcast.com. Search for all the content. Look up Count Chocula. You'll find, I'm sure, what's to be a definitive highlight clip from today's episode. And my Coke breakup. You know where it is with the Coke and Pepsi wars.
# Coke hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To listen we'll to see you next time or to contact us, visit us on the web at theradcast.com or follow our host at Ryan Alford on Instagram. Thanks for tuning in.